And joining us, as he does every Monday, is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. But today, a special treat. He's here with us now in the studios here at NPR West. Welcome, Ron.
Much better to be here in person.
Well, nice to have you. First off, a very different political climate now than when the Iraq Study Group was first formed back in the spring. There's been an election in between, and now a different political reality, bipartisan backing for talking with Iraq's neighbors. So this change of opinion, is it really as rapid as it seems?
No. Political attitudes rarely change overnight. War attitudes in particular do not change overnight. But there can be an event that reveals a change that's been going on for a long time, an underlying change in people's attitudes, an evolutionary change, and perhaps nothing does that better than an election.
Well, we're hearing a lot of talk from Congress about time frames and the turnover of responsibility to the Iraqis. For instance, here's Senator Sam Brownback, Republican of Kansas, speaking yesterday on ABC's This Week.
Clearly, we are in a short time frame. We cannot face the public again in 2008 with the current situation still in hand for the United States.
Now, that's Sam Brownback, a supporter of the administration. He is somebody who has backed the war. And he was making the point here that a withdrawal makes the militias all but inevitable as the strongest force in Iraq. And after he had made that point, then he stopped and said, in essence, but we still have to get out. We still have to have a time frame. We don't want to go to the voters again in 2008 with the situation in Iraq as it is today.
And also another Republican, Duncan Hunter from California, he said yesterday on Meet the Press, he said we should stick this out the way we did the Cold War.
Lots of critics said we're in the biggest mess we've ever been in this century. We're going to have a World War III, and the president's got to back down, and we're in a huge mess. We persevered. We freed hundreds of millions of people in Eastern Europe.
Well, we did free Eastern Europe, absolutely. The Cold War was a great success for U.S. policy, but I think there'll be some people who see some differences between that challenge and what we face in Iraq today. And there are still some people who talk the way Congressman Hunter does, and he has been the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. But that is no longer the dominant voice, even in the Republican Party.
Well, let's talk about the president. President Bush acknowledged a thumping in the midterm elections, but I haven't heard out of the White House really different change in tone or words about Iraq policy. Is the White House still looking for ways to succeed with the current policy?
Yes. The White House still insists that we can win in Iraq. And interesting, there are polls that show that most Americans still think we could win or we can win in Iraq. The discouraging part is that a clear majority, almost 60%, now think that we won't, that we will not win in Iraq. But the administration has been trying, for example, to persuade the Iraq Study Group that if we stick with the plan, if we stay the course, we can still prevail along the lines of what we had in mind, even if Henry Kissinger is out there saying the war is no longer winnable in a military sense, even if you have senators like Chuck Hagel out there saying that the thing's been mismanaged from the beginning, it was a miscalculation, it was a mistake, it's irredeemable. The administration still thinks that there's a chance that we could make all of this happen. And that's why, for example, the president is going this week after his NATO meetings to meet with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, the leader of Iraq, Prime Minister of Iraq in Jordan. They're going to try to see if they can come up with some kind of a strategy, some kind of a magic bullet that would help them train the Iraqis to be ready to take over. And that's why we saw Vice President Cheney go into the region to talk to some of our friends and allies there and see what more they can do. So the administration is still clinging to the idea that this can be a success.
And Ron, let's talk about troop levels, because there's some debate over that. And where does the Pentagon figure into this?
Interestingly, the Pentagon has said whatever the administration from the very beginning wanted the Pentagon to say. If the administration wanted to fight this war, and that, of course, includes Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, now retired or soon to be retired, if the administration wanted to say that we could win this war with a relatively small force, the Pentagon has been foursquare with them, and they do believe strongly in the volunteer army. They say we don't need a draft, and the Pentagon would like to stay with the current strategy for the size of army that we have.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, glad we could all be here in Los Angeles.